Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program here. You can bring up absolutely anything you want to discuss. And you can take control of the airwaves. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Let's see here. It looks like we had some technical difficulties with our video streaming systems to start the show out. Of course, if you're not seeing this, then you probably don't realize that. But there's, as usual, a lot in the news that we can talk about here tonight, including that the SEC is continuing to go after cryptocurrency-related companies. But I think some of the biggest news that has happened in the last couple of days, because I wasn't on the show last night, it was Aria, Nikki, and Peekles Mountaineer were here. But Matt, did you hear about this ban on gas stoves? Hang on one sec. Okay, now you're all set.
Yeah, I heard a little something. I just know that the memes are fire.
They really are.
they're going around.
My favorite one is with the cops that stand around the drug drug seizure, except they're standing around the gas stove.
Yeah, this is propane police or something.
It didn't even need to say anything, it was just hilarious.
They're always so proud when they bust somebody for 4 ounces of weed.
Right, or cryptocurrency.
Or crypto.
Or whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Now, you're a professional chef, or at least you have been for a good portion of your career.
Yeah I was.
Anybody that you talk to that knows anything about cooking knows...
Propane.
You got to use a gas stove. Like, if you want the best heating and the whole deal,
100%.
Right?
And if you... There are inductive cooktops now, but I wouldn't use those things. And
what's an inductive cooktop?
It's like you can put your hand flat on the burner when it's on full blast and it won't burn you, but if you put a conductive pot on it, it'll boil stuff inside of it.
That's pretty crazy. That's like to protect the kids kind of thing, right?
Yeah. Okay. Some of the culinary schools are using them. I'm not sure that they hold up well. I have seen commercial grade electric cooktops and they are trash. They break. When a gas stove in a restaurant, or when you're in a commercial setting of any kind, you need your equipment to work.
Mm-hmm.
And when anything propane goes down or natural gas or whatever,
those things are reliable as hell.
They're reliable. Right. They're reliable. And when they do go down, you can fix them like on the spot. Yeah. You can tear them all apart, take a toothbrush to them, blow them out, clean them, put them back together, and it'll work again.
Yeah.
Try doing that with some melted wires under an electric cooktop that you have to take the whole thing apart and order parts for.
No deal.
It's just a bad idea. We need our stuff to work. Propane is the way to go. It is an even, beautiful, a large portion about good cookery is heat control. And when I look at an electric burner, I can't really tell where its heat really is. But when I look at a propane flame, I can tell exactly what the heat's doing. I can look under there, turn it up or down real quick and walk away from it. So yeah, I think it's bull anyway, because somebody said that LBJ did this with eggs.
Did what with eggs?
Did ban them? Similar, no. Well, yeah, they. Or was it eggs? I don't know. It was something back in the late '60s, mid to late '60s, where they were having they were basically trying to use it to make money. They put a scare into the marketplace to drive prices way down so that the people on top could pick up stock in all those companies or something. And then when the scare passed, all those prices went back up to normal and they all made a killing.
So you don't think
it wasn't eggs. It was something else. Like, I'm mixing up two stories here, I think. But
so you're not real sure if this is even a real proposed ban, that there may be some other kind of shenanigans going on here?
It's just a money-making operation.
Well, it seems to me like if there was a reason, it would be because they can easily turn off your, I don't know how easy it is to turn off your, like, natural gas, but that would be having to turn off two things when you know they're going to be trying to turn off our electricity soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's, there's a ton of libertarians out there who love their electric cars, and they're just, it's just like tons of self-mental masturbation about their electric cars. And it's like, dude, you are driving, that's not a car, that's a mobile computer that can carry you.
Shut down remotely.
Yeah. It's like, I want the exact opposite of that. I want a 1975 Chevy K5 Blazer with a carburetor and no computer, and I can put a cast iron engine in it, and it will run on anything I pour into it. That's exactly what I would like to have. These people want to have something, if you got the wrong political opinion, they just throw a switch and shut your car off from space. They can do the same thing with your. How are you going to feed yourself? You can't even make heat. You're going to be out in the backyard starting a fire, putting a frying pan on it to make your $9 egg.
Well, speaking of the eggs, right? The egg prices have been going pretty crazy recently here as well. So, by the way, we haven't introduced ourselves. It's Ian,
Matt,
and Bonnie.
So, I want to get into a little bit of the detail on this story because it is pretty interesting. I mean, the memes have been pretty great. And then there's also the fact that apparently a lot of these people that are publicly in favor of banning gas stoves, like AOC and that woman from Warren, I think, from Massachusetts, I think I saw her,
Jill Biden.
There's images of all of these people, probably videos,
like from last
year. Gas stoves.
Yeah. Not even from like 10 years ago, and maybe they switched out their stoves, like literally from the Thanksgiving that just happened.
Yeah, and the whole like propaganda arm is in full swing on this thing. These people are posting to social media about how allegedly gas stoves are dangerous for children.
One of my friends posted a picture. I don't know if he said it was from his kid, but I don't know if it really was, but he posted it as it was cut from his kid. The kid came home from school today with a crayon drawing saying, "Daddy, don't you care about my lungs?"
No. Okay, oh, I saw this too. This can't be real. Is it real?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It could have been some artist doing, but I just hope that's not real.
I hope not.
Be good trolling.
New York Post with a story. Millions of Americans may soon be entering not stove season. The Biden administration is considering a nationwide ban on gas stoves, citing harmful pollutants released by the appliances, according to a report. The Consumer Product Safety Commission, which is the federal government, is mulling the action after a recent study showed emissions from the devices can cause health and respiratory problems. This, by the way, is the same group of people that says you cannot be allowed to play with the magnetic spheres, among other things.
Consumer Reports?
No. Consumer Reports is a private organization that does testing.
They just did the one that Mark was talking about a couple of days ago, that there's lead and
chocolate products.
Caladium or whatever in chocolate.
Yeah, no, not those guys. This is the CPSC, the Consumer Product Safety Commission. You've seen the little magnetic ball toys, right? The neodymium magnetic spheres we have in here.
Yeah.
Those things are prohibited for sale in the United States by these CPSC goons. Isn't that crazy? I mean, these people really believe that they can round the corners off of all the products in the world. They can make everything maximum safety. What was the term? Safetyism, I think, that we learned recently on this show.
It's a good term.
Obsession, was from the Free Range Kids blog. Safetyism. Ooh, we got to have everything has to be oriented around safety. And
it's literally awful for the human race. The stupid ones don't die.
And then they reproduce.
And then you also just don't learn. Like, if you don't die from something stupid you did, at least you learn from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what you end up with is a full grown child.
Yep.
Yes, stays a child forever.
And that's what the state wants.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because the child is dependent.
Yep.
A child needs to be taken care of.
Mentally ready to have a parental figure forever.
The thing that bothers me about this the most is that studies can be bended in many ways just to make things look a certain way. Like, I don't want to just trust these people that studies say something. Like, in the 1940s, this guy came on TV wearing a white lab coat, and technically he was a doctor, but he got his doctorate in something. Like, he was not like a actual
He was a different kind of doctor.
Some kind of different doctor. But he had a white lab coat on, and he would go on TV and say, butter, like, ruins your arteries. He did, like, shock things. Like, he had five little characters of men, like, action figures, and he flicked three and said, this many men in every five will die of heart disease, and it's because of butter. And then he started talking about the benefits of seed oils and saying that, you know, margarine and stuff like that could be better for hearts. It's heart healthy. And the way that they based those studies was so convoluted. Basically, they were saying that a type of fat that's bad for you, they were just making it sound like it came from butter, but it actually came from seed oils. And they tricked the American public to stop eating real butter and start eating their crappy margarine because he had, like, financial backers in the corn and whatever other industries.
The industries that would benefit from
margarine.
Seed oils.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's actually way worse for you than butter.
Margarine is illegal.
Is it in some countries?
In my household.
Oh, in your household. The Consumer Product Safety Commission's commissioner, Richard Trumka, said, this is a hidden hazard. Any option is on the table. Products that can't be made safe can be banned.
Any option. Like, they're going to go house to house grabbing.
That doesn't seem that likely, but I guess they could.
You know, our good friend Lauren, who is the founder of Polymer 80. Are you familiar with Polymer?
The gun company?
Yes. Well, no, they make 80% parts kits.
Right.
They don't make
the lowers.
Yeah.
They make the lowers.
Yeah. So,
but made out of polymer instead of metal?
He started off with Glocks, and now he's got a whole bunch. I have one of the Glock ones. I absolutely love that gun. Turned out great.
Cool.
But somebody on one of his threads mentioned, hey, Lauren, maybe you ought to think about a 80% cooktop propane stove.
Just finish it off and get your own gas.
What do you know?
Stuff. We may get to that point. Reports by groups including the American Chemical Society and New York University's Law School's Institute for Policy Integrity found gas stoves, which are used in about 40% of U.S. homes, while the remainder use various... I'm surprised it's that high. 40% of homes with gas stoves. The remainder use various forms of electric cookers, emit pollutants like nitrogen dioxide, carbon monoxide, and fine matter at levels deemed unsafe by the Environmental Protection Agency and World Health Organization. The studies linked gas stoves to respiratory illness, cardiovascular problems, cancer, and other health conditions. So they literally are going to tell 40% of American households that what they're doing should be criminal. I mean, it's unbelievable. I heard this week that it was in one of the New Hampshire exit chats that there's some state reps that have already started to change their tune about secession over just this one issue.
What? How?
They want to
secede now?
Like they're going in favor. Yeah, like, okay, you went for my gas stove. Yep. It's gone too far.
It's never important until it's somebody else's, you know, until it becomes your problem,
yeah,
right?
That's true.
And that's why representative government, representative government is the best form of government, and it still doesn't
sucks.
Work. It still doesn't work.
I don't Absolutely. Know. I still feel like having a leave you alone king might actually still be better than
representative
government.
I don't know if that would
ever
exist.
Because it wouldn't be best for the person he decides to target and steal his wife and kill him or whatever, you know?
No, I leave you alone king.
Yeah, but I'm saying he might leave most people alone, but what's he going to do as a king?
It all depends on how much the power. You're talking about like anarcho-monarchism, right?
Well, I don't know what that meant. That sounds like a good name for it.
That's what they call it.
Yeah.
Anarcho-monarchism.
Supposedly there's like a libertarian prince in Liechtenstein. I don't know if you've heard about
that. That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Supposedly there's... But then again, the problem is what happens when his son's a real, you know, communist or something, right?
Right.
So maybe it wouldn't last forever. But more than, they say, 12% of childhood asthma cases can be attributed to gas stoves, according to a report published by the International Journal of Environmental Research. Well, I mean, if it's all about safety for the children, and if it's, as this guy from the CPSC says, products that can't be made safe can be banned. Well, why don't they go and make sure that everybody has these new induction stoves that you talked about, Matt? Because we wouldn't want the children. I mean, everybody always says when kids are growing up, don't touch the gas or don't touch the burner, Jimmy, or whatever. So, like, well, now apparently you can touch the burner with
these
induction
stoves.
You might not have been in.
Yeah, I think you just missed it. But an induction stove is basically like a glass top kind of thing, and you can put your hand directly on the burner when it's on full blast, and it won't burn you. But if you put a metal pot on it, it'll conduct through the metal pot and create heat inside the pot.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's totally just to, you know, protect the kids or whatever, or maybe if something burnable swipes across the
stovetop. I want my kids touching hot stuff.
That way they learn.
I want them to understand fire.
Yeah.
This is hot. Don't touch.
This is an important life lesson, right?
Yeah.
It's weird, though, because, like, I never touched the stovetop slash...
I don't think I did either.
...put my finger in electric outlet.
Now, we had a wood... You guys are from down south. We had a wood stove.
Oh, yeah. That'll teach you real quick.
It's 450 degrees, and... Mike, don't touch. It's hot. What
even
does Mike
like the
do?
Bottom?
He leaned right up against it one
Who's
day.
Mike?
My brother.
Oh, okay.
Leaned right up against it. Burned his arm. You know, he's like two feet tall. He's little.
The sides and everything.
Yeah, it's hot. Don't
touch. How do you even get close to that without realizing the fact that you're going to get burned?
At the time, he was wearing a winter coat. And he leaned up against it. It actually scorches. It burned
right
through. Like back then, back then they made kids' clothes appropriately, and that is full-on flammable. So they,
wow.
You know, this thing melted right through, and he got a little burn on his arm from that heat.
50 years, they claim, of health studies show gas stoves are bad for our health. According to Brady Seals, a manager in the Carbon Free Buildings Program at a nonprofit energy group, Clean Energy Group, he says further, and the strongest evidence is on children and children's asthma, he says. By having a gas connection, we are polluting the inside of our homes. Short of barring the manufacture or importation of gas stoves, the CPSC could also impose emission standards, which means price is going to go up,
mm-hmm.
right? Anytime the government mandates that you put some sort of new thing inside of, you mentioned cars earlier, of course, is a perfect example of it, Matt. They're, over the years, they put all these mandatory government emissions things, thanks to California in some cases, into cars. And that just increases the price. Oh, here's another $1,000 now you have to pay for the car, or another $700 or whatever.
You know, I was thinking about this. If you look at it like a new Chevy pickup and a full size, like a full size Chevy pickup, 2023 versus a full size Chevy pickup from 1985,
mm-hmm.
the new Chevy pickup full size is about. It's enormous compared to an original Chevy pickup.
By heavier, too?
It's like
under the hood.
Ungodly heavier. It's just they're so heavy because the government is making everybody build more crumple zones into their cars.
Mm.
So what you end up with is a giant car, you know.
What's a crumple zone? Like if it gets hit?
If it gets hit, it smashes in a certain way. And what they've done...
For safety.
Has made the cars heavier.
Hmm.
So when you're trying to move around a heavier object, it's going to burn more fuel. So they're demanding this fuel efficiency,
so
but also
stupid.
They want the thing to be heavy so that we're all full of safetiness.
And if everything's heavier, won't that kind of make car accidents worse?
Yeah, it seems like you
get more momentum.
Stopping a fast car, a heavy car would be harder. You know, I mean, Tesla's weigh like 5,000 pounds.
The battery's got to be crazy.
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah.
It's enormously heavy.
Wow.
So, yeah, you know, none of this really makes any sense. They're not letting engineers be engineers and just meet the market's demands. They're dictating.
The politicians know best, see.
Absolutely.
All these lawyers, I mean, clearly.
And what we need is about 1,000 regulatory agencies to step out of line with one another and get in fights with each other and finally come out with a really bad idea that they can all agree upon that we have to choose from.
Senator Cory Booker and Don Beyer, who are both Democrats, sent a letter to the CPSC in December urging it to take action against the appliances, saying they are a cumulative burden on minority and low-income households. So just to be clear, they're actually talking about this is just something a government agency can do. They're not saying Congress is going to have a vote about gas stoves.
Well, what about the whole new EPA ruling? Isn't gas stoves big enough of a deal to be part of the EPA ruling?
You're referring to this serious questions or whatever it was called, this ruling from
two-step approach
last year or whenever it was that said, what was the... I'm not familiar enough with the case to really be able to say it, but essentially, as I understood the ruling, it essentially said that the EPA is not allowed to regulate things outside of its congressionally given area. And that meant that they were doing a lot of things they weren't supposed to be doing.
They're making laws.
Yeah.
And they're not allowed to make laws.
Right.
So I don't know if the EPA would be allowed to make a law saying that the gas stoves are no longer allowed.
Well, in this case, it would be the CPSC, the Consumer Whatever. Product Safety Commission, and they are probably authorized by Congress to decide to ban things. That's likely under their congressional purview would be my guess, but the only thing that they could do in this case would be to sue, because even though the Supreme Court ruled on a thing, let's just say that the Supreme Court ruling would apply in this case. Well, the only way you'll get it to apply is if you, as a gas stove company, go ahead and file a lawsuit against the CPSC, citing the Supreme Court case, and then you have to just go through the whole process of district court and appeals court and then, all the way. So it could take another decade, right, before this decision comes down.
Is it only for children? Because what about people like me, like who don't want to have kids?
You would be included in the ban as well.
No, I'm just saying, I wasn't very clear, but is the asthma problem, like, only in children?
Oh, no, they're just saying it's most noticeable. It's the strongest evidence, as they say, in children of the supposed whatever is leaking into the home. The association that represents gas stove makers like Whirlpool contends that cooking on any type of stove produces harmful emissions. Quote, ventilation is really where the discussion should be rather than banning one particular type of technology, said the Association of Home Appliance Manufacturers. Quote, banning one type of cooking appliance is not going to address the concerns about overall indoor air quality. We may need some behavior change. We may need people to turn on their hoods when cooking. look, I don't want to have a mandatory hood either.
Turn on their hoods. Most of these hoods, you don't have one.
I don't have one.
No. We don't have one over on our side.
Yeah. It's an old house.
Yeah, but those hoods that people do have...
Mm-hmm.
They have a stupid little foam and foil filter up in there. It just circulates whatever was in there right back out
into the same room. I always wondered where those things go. I thought, did they go up to the attic or something?
Yeah, no,
they come
right out into the kitchen. There's a vent. I've never understood those hoods. They don't really do anything but look like a hood. Hardly, I don't know anybody, I don't think, except maybe some rich people have a stove that has a ventilation hood that vents outdoors.
Yeah.
And even at that point, the APA is going to come along and say, your hood isn't up to code. It's pumping these harmful materials out into
the atmosphere.
What
about the poor animals?
Yeah, think of the spotted owl.
Look, you're just not allowed to cook anymore, okay? You just need to go to the store and get all these prepackaged foods.
This whole thing is to make people so miserable that they all hate each other. Everybody's at each other's throats, and the whole population decrease, the depopulation agenda thing that everybody talks about, I kind of believe that's probably real. They're nuts. These people are control freaks.
Well, we know it's real.
Fewer people out there.
Yeah, from their own mouths.
Those people are not shy about talking about how they want to reduce the population. I mean, you got Bill Gates, who's come right out.
He's been talking about it for decades.
And he said you could use a vaccine to do this. And then he did.
To kill people.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you got the Georgia Guidestones as well, which said it right on there. Still, no one knows who put those things up.
I heard there's a lot fewer female babies being born since the robot shot.
That's new. I've not heard that one. The number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. We got more on banning things coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
U.S. USA News Update. The White House is confident the probe into President Biden's handling of classified material following his tenure as vice president will show the documents were accidentally misplaced. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says embattled Congressman George Santos, his future is up to Congress.
I don't think my opinion matters here. He was voted into office, and there are procedures in removing someone from office.
It comes after the Nassau County Republican Committee said Santos would not be welcomed at headquarters, calling him a stain on Congress. New York Congressman George Santos.
I will not resign. I will be continuing to hold my office elected by the people.
Elvis Presley's daughter, Lisa Marie, in the hospital after suffering cardiac arrest. TMZ reporting paramedics performed CPR on her at her Southern California home before rushing her to the hospital. Her condition's unknown. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. Here you can join us at 603-283-6160. We're talking about bands. They are once again possibly going to be banning some things here, including gas stoves. That's not the only attack that they're making on your freedoms. Cryptocurrency companies continue to be under assault by the federal government here in the United States and other federal government gangs in other nations as well. We can talk about the latest attacks on them, and there's just a lot in the news, of course, here tonight. You've got Ian,
Matt,
and Bonnie.
We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. We started out with the story about the gas stove ban that has been proposed. It is not a, you know, it's not a done deal yet, but as I was pointing out a moment ago, this isn't going to be something that your quote-unquote representatives, which that is just a load to begin with, the idea that these people in Washington, D.C. actually represent you. But that aside, they're not going to be the ones deciding on this. It's going to be the Consumer Product Safety Commission. These are the bureaucrats who believe that their job is to make every product as safe as possible. The commissioner of the CPSC, Richard Trumka, said to, I think it was, I don't know, Bloomberg looks like, he said, quote, any option is on the table. Products that can't be made safe can be banned. And that is what these people do. If they find something that they don't think is, quote, safe enough, they'll just straight up prohibit it in the so-called land of the free. And now they've turned their sights on gas stoves, which, according to this story at the New York Post, are in 40% of U.S. households. Now, this probably doesn't mean that they're going to come in with some sort of, you know, gas stove squad and dismantle your gas stoves that you already have. Probably it won't go that far. What they're, you know, likely to do is some range of put in some new requirements to brand new gas stoves, meaning that they're going to increase the cost of getting a new gas stove because they'll put all this government-mandated filtering or whatever other stuff that they can think of to put in there. Or they'll just straight up ban them completely. And so it will affect anyone who's buying a new gas stove, which, as you were saying before, Matt, these things are pretty reliable. They will last for decades.
Yep.
With, you know, minor levels of maintenance, right?
And propane and natural gas are extremely clean.
Yeah.
But another thing I was thinking that they could do is they can make it, because don't you have to have the propane pumped into your house from the city?
No, not necessarily. You can, as we have here, there's a tank on the side of the house,
come and sell it,
serviced by a private company.
Okay, but not necessarily from the city, but from a company. They can make it legal to sell that to you.
But they could do that, sure. Yeah.
And you know, one thing I don't understand about this is, like, you know, I don't know about propane. I think propane's a byproduct of petrol, but natural gas doesn't have to be. Like methane, I've never understood why they don't just take those giant blow-up domes like they put over stadiums and sports complexes and things like that. Why don't they put one of those over every dump, which
capture,
is rotting
capture methane.
Capture methane. You know, it's not that, that doesn't seem like rocketry to me. That's methane is a free gas. It's literally everywhere. You take a stick and you poke it in the bottom of a pond and bubbles come up. That's methane from all the rotting stuff on the, like, there's no shortage of methane. It's easy to get. It burns clean as a whistle. It's super flammable. It's great, you know, natural gas.
Well, we'll see what they're going to do on this one. They're going to open up a public comment. And I imagine they will get quite a few public comments, but it doesn't matter really what you think. I mean, if they have a direction that they want to go, and if they've got, you know, if they're keen on doing this ban or doing this mandatory whatever, you got to put in new equipment into your gas stove to make it child safe, etc., then they're going to do it. Yeah. And that's just going to be the end of it. Just remember what happened to incandescent light bulbs?
Yeah.
I don't know if that was CPSC or Congress that did that one, but you know, same idea. Oh, well, these aren't as good for energy efficiency, so you just can't have them anymore. It doesn't matter.
They came out with ones that if they break, they make a poisonous gas.
Yeah.
The twirly ones.
The fluorescents, they have, I believe, mercury in them. I don't know if there's a poisonous gas in there, but there is mercury.
I just know when when this was going on, my parents would hear about it on Fox News all the time, and they'd always say, like, these ones are bad for you. If these break, don't breathe over them, Bonnie, because they have poisonous gas in them.
Do you remember when Volkswagen got sued by the U.S. government?
No. So, what for?
So Volkswagen had, you know, my car out here, I got a VW Jetta Sportwagon TDI. It's a diesel Sportwagon.
Mm-hmm.
Love that car. People who have them are religious about them. Volkswagen, in order to get these diesels into the country, kind of fudged the numbers a little bit on their pollution.
Oh, yeah, okay. You've told me this, but keep going, please.
Well, so what was happening was they were getting them into the country, and running the way they were, you could get about 43 miles to the gallon on diesel out of one of these cars the way they were.
Okay.
If you detuned all of the restrictive stuff on them, you could get 50, 51, 52 miles per gallon on
nice.
These cars. Great, right?
So they were doing the detuning?
They were toning it down so that they could get them into the country, though. And then the government caught wind that they were fudging the numbers and ended up suing them and required Volkswagen to buy back every single car at retail. Like, for what people...
What if you didn't want to sell it back?
You didn't have to, but
okay.
But you were crazy if you didn't, because if you just drove a car for 190,000 miles,
then they
had to pay
price.
You what you paid for
it. I see what you're saying.
People were selling them back. My car was one of those cars that got bought back by Volkswagen. Mm-hmm. They ended up going to sit on a lot in Michigan in the elements for like 3 years, all of them, until Volkswagen could build this factory and get them all put through this factory, revamped with the new government regulations built into the cars.
My God.
And when the cars came out, they're getting 34, 35 miles to the gallon. Jeez. So they're getting, like, you know, significantly less fuel efficiency out of a car that was burning diesel in the first place anyway. And, it, you know, they literally charged Volkswagen like $30 billion, and man, Volkswagen was required to make the cars less fuel efficient, which is what the whole thing was, the fight was about in the first place. Thank you, government, for doing one of the biggest, dumbest things I've ever seen anybody do.
And then they had a handful, just a load of used vehicles that they had to get rid of. Wow. Huge loss.
Yeah, huge.
Somebody had to pay for that, and that's the customers. That's the other Volkswagen customers that are buying newer cars. They just jack the prices up on. Let's go to Major Payne. He's on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Major.
All right. You guys are giving me much food for thought, so I got to give you a couple quickies before I get to the meat of my call.
Okay.
As far as the gas stoves, they're talking about it affecting the children first. Well, that's just the canary in the coal mine syndrome. They're the smallest entity with the least developed respiratory system. So any smoke out of your wood stove or whatever is going to make them, you know, teary-eyed and act a little, you know. They're going to have more reaction to it than somebody that's full-sized and their capacity is established and whatnot.
Yeah.
But the guy that's trying to regulate these gas stoves, he's probably one of these guys that believes in cow farts, too, even though they don't even fart.
Almost certainly.
You mean believes in cow farts are destroying the atmosphere or the environment or whatever?
If he believes a natural gas stove is a danger, of course he's going to think cow farts are a danger.
It would make sense if they don't fart. Do they really not fart?
No, they burp. They got four stomachs. And their gas comes out through their...
And they're able to eat vegetables that aren't... We would not be able to eat because their intestines are long enough to... So that kind of makes sense. Like, they have their own fermentation in their bodies, and that's why we have to ferment things that aren't nutritious to us.
Yeah, they can eat more roughage because it has more gut sacs to sit there and break down.
Got it. What else, Major?
Well, as far as the cars go, I think it was my third car. I had a 68 Galaxy with a big block 390 in it.
Nice.
And at the time, I was going to Auto Tech. And so I took that carburetor and I set everything dead center in the middle of factory spec. Seems to me it had a 500 on it. It was just a big two-barrel. But I got 22 miles a gallon out of that pig. And being a big old ghetto cruiser four-door, it only weighed 3,200 pounds.
Yep. Probably the size of a modern Camry.
One of the things that really took the auto industry in a few mileage now was if it was classified as a sports car. They had to have more impact panels in the doors and whatnot. Even my 70 Charger was classified as a sports car. And that was a heavy old horse.
I hope you kept that car.
I know. Unfortunately, I lost
it. You'd be rich right
now. I lost my Bowen Luke Duke Mobile.
Absolutely.
That was my first car, too. That broke my heart. That did. That broke my heart.
All right, Major, anything else?
We got a new substrain of humanity. They're called kidults.
Oh, yeah. What'd you hear about them?
I hate that word.
Yeah, we talked about these. I mean, it's an adult child. It's the new short term for adult child, and it is a terrible sounding word. But what did you hear about them?
Well, that they're driving the biggest sales of the toy industry.
Yeah.
Responsible for 25% of the toy sales.
Yep, that's the exact story we covered, I don't know, maybe 3 weeks ago here on Free Talk Live. It's pretty wild, but it's true. Adults are huge buyers of toys these days.
Guilty as charged.
Yeah.
Sam, I brought my doll on to show the cameras whenever we were talking about that story.
Yeah, but you have one little doll that you got years ago. I mean, you don't have a huge doll collection, a room full of these things like some of these people do.
These are the kids that are still living in their mother's basement, you know?
Well, that's how you can afford to buy a room full of dolls.
And whatnot.
Thanks, Major, for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. I mean, Matt, you're certainly a prolific buyer of things. You always have packages showing up here at the house, but a lot of them are not, I don't know, I don't get to see what they all are, but I just presume, oh, he's buying some ammo or whatever, right? Because you're a big gun guy, you've got your hobbies there, but I don't see you with a room full of action figure characters or whatever.
Actually, you know, I but there were toys that I loved as a kid that I wasn't Not that I wasn't allowed to have. We were kind of poor. My parents just couldn't buy some of these toys. They're expensive.
Sure.
Now I'm an established adult.
You can get whatever you want.
Huh?
You can get whatever you want.
I'm going to get myself an Optimus Prime right now. An Omega
sure.
Supreme. You know what I mean? I want to get... We used to... My dad used to... One toy I loved that I have a couple now, but my dad used to get me... They're called Stompers, and they're little, like, three-inch long cars that have a single-A battery and electric motor in them, and mm-hmm. they're four-wheel drive, and they'll go anywhere. Little headlights that lit up on them.
They're remote
things.
Control?
No. They just turn them on, and the wheels start turning, and... Point them in a direction, and they will go over anything. They were just a fun little, you know. I think they were $4 at the time.
Are they reissuing them now?
No, I've bought a few that were just like
you got the originals,
vintage. Like
okay.
Yeah, I see them on eBay.
What do you pay for them nowadays?
Yeah, it's $15.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah,
I was really tempted when I worked at Walmart in like 2019 because they put me in the toy aisle for a while. And I was really tempted to buy, like, the Barbies and stuff like that. The only thing that kept me away from it is just, like, I wouldn't play with them anymore. They're just so mm-hmm. pretty, and I like some of them. But I wouldn't know what to do with them once I got them home. My doll that I got it because it was in a surprise ball, and that just, I like surprises. I opened up, I got the best one, and I was happy, so I kept it.
Well, that's because adults don't have the same imagination as children, right? Like, they're not living
broken
in that same
adults.
World.
It wouldn't be as fun to imagine my Barbie as doing a thing and talking to another Barbie as it was when I was a little girl.
Right, that
changes. That's all I did all day.
At some point in somebody's life, that goes away. And
I don't think it's your imagination. Just
okay. Well, whatever you want to call it.
I don't know. My mom says I'm great with kids, and my mom has always said that kids flock to me, and I love kids. I do. I love them. And, you know, they're just total blank slates. Everything's like every day is just a new day for them. You know, and I kind of see things the same way. So I think I really connect with kids, and I probably would have been a great teacher had I decided to go down that path. But I think more people should try to capture their inner child back again and quit being so serious about stuff and just try to live life, you know.
I think it's an interesting
some innocence
perspective.
There.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that viewpoint. Try not to be so serious, etc.
Yeah.
Have a little bit of fun, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know if the answer to that is to fill a room full of Funko Pop dolls or Star Wars dolls or whatever that ultimately you're just going to leave to your kids to have to sell when you die, right? Like, you were talking about these toys that you mentioned, Optimus Prime, of course.
Yeah.
A lot of people know that name. That's the head transformer, big toys series
like
from the 1980s.
$23 when I was 9 years old. That's a fortune. You know, we're going to...
Yeah, and they've been doing reissues, by the way, of the original Generation 1 Transformers for the last, I don't know, probably at least 10 years or something like that. And at some point, I thought, ooh, that's cool, right? Like, it caught me, right? Because I was a Transformers kid when I was growing up in the 80s.
I had GoBots. I was poor.
And I got a few of them, and I realized, like, what am I doing? I don't need to be doing this. I was already against collecting things, but I noticed that I had gotten a few, and I didn't want to get more than a few, but I ended up whittling them down to just one. I gave them away to Mark's son at one point, just because I don't want to have. Like, I kept the one just like, okay, here's a tether to, you know, who I was as a kid or whatever, just a reminder of that, what you were kind of talking about. But I don't want to have a collection. I don't want to have, you know, a room full of these things. I think that is a total waste. I think that there's nothing to really be proud of there. No one cares about your collection.
That's true.
No one cares.
Or at least if you're going to collect things, make sure you're collecting things that are easily saleable. Like, I don't know, I think a good Barbie collection, you know, there's a huge market for that stuff. Like, ladies buy that stuff like crazy, vintage Barbies.
Sure, but
fortune.
But you got to remember, if you're buying now a vintage Barbies, the odds that you're going to make anything on that are very, very slim because they're already up in value,
right?
So you're late to the game. You have to get, if you want to do toy collecting or collecting of anything that can become sort of numismatic or old or whatever, dated over time, you got to get it when it comes out. And all the reissues aren't going to be worth anything because they're just reissues.
And
right?
Like with Barbie specifically, all the ones that are coming out now, there's just so many. Like, how do you know which one's going to be popular? And I don't even know if any of them will be that popular since Barbie's not new or cool anymore. They make like Fat Barbie now. And
I don't know. Of course they do.
Inclusive Barbie.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
That's awful.
It is.
Let's go to phones here. We got Alu on the line calling us from New Hampshire.
Hey,
go ahead, Alu.
Oh, yes. Did you know that in New Mexico, we have 30 works of the speeding cameras, and it's so good.
This is one of the downsides of not screening calls sometimes, is we could identify him by his caller ID, and he's playing a character. So obviously, Sarah. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. I miss you. I have an interesting question that I don't even know is technology or IT or programming related. I literally don't know. So I think I put a picture of the gold back sign that I have for my books that I denominate in gold backs because dollars are not stable enough because they're always going down. I have to increase the price in dollars. But I worked on Canva for like an hour last night, late into the night, on trying to get a gold back like symbol, like a dollar sign or the euro sign, to make it like a nice G and a B for gold back.
Oh.
So I can denominate my books in like 5 gold backs.
Hmm.
Now, I don't know how to make it. It's an image, like a PNG or a JPEG. I don't know how to make it into like a character in text. So I'm wondering if anyone of you smart IT people have any idea how to go about doing that.
Yeah, that's a good question. There must be some way of doing it. You mean that you've created a symbol, sort of like a dollar sign, but for the gold back, which, of course, for listeners that don't know or big fans of here on Free Talk Live, it's an actual physical piece of gold that you can put into your wallet. It's like the size of an actual like dollar, or actually in some cases a little bit smaller, and they are just made of real gold. They're just amazing. You should check them out. They're not a sponsor of the show, but I love them. Goldback.com. You can go there to learn more about them. But I'm actually surprised that they don't have one of these. They don't have a symbol for the gold back.
A lot of times, like even if they have a symbol, it won't be in text form.
Right.
Like, so sometimes when I want to find, when I don't know if this will help Alu at all, but whenever I want to put, like, some type of a symbol that my keyboard doesn't have, like a TM, you know, like trademark. My keyboard doesn't have that. I'll Google trademark symbol, and then I'll go copy it from a website, and then I can paste it. I mean, I don't see how that could help.
If I can copy and paste it as text, it would make things a lot easier, and I think it would help the gold back a lot for legitimacy as a real serious money as it becomes more serious if there's a symbol that people can use and see. And it would make it easier for me to, like, write things because I have – when I have tables at events I'm selling books at, I'll list the prices. And I can handwrite it with my pen, which is – I have bad handwriting. But if I can have text, even if I can copy and paste it, like, that would make it so much more legitimate, and it would just be awesome.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. And I guess they do have one, and you just sent me the image of what you're referring to with your book list and the prices on it. And you've basically taken their logo design, which is the capital G connected to the capital B with the G slightly raised above it, and you've made that into like a little icon, basically. So your question is more of a technical one as to how do you get this onto, you know, the options of things that you can type into a keyboard. There must be a way to do it. I just don't know what that is. It's probably easier than, you know, we all are aware. But that would be something that I suspect if you looked around, you'd be able to figure out, or maybe ask in like the gold back group if you haven't already, and see if some of those tech geeks know what the process is. But it would still require...
Yeah, I bet nobody knows, because he knows a lot of technology stuff, and he's been writing programming stuff forever.
He may. It sounds more to me like a Windows problem or a operating system problem where you would have to go into a font or something, and you'd have to go in and, like, add this thing to the font somehow.
I bet there's some kind of a generator.
I don't know.
Online.
You're calling the wrong show for this one, Alu. I don't have anything
but
for
it's
you.
That's an interesting question. Maybe
the smartest IT people I know.
Maybe somebody will call in, though.
There's a lot more geeky tech nerds in the Free State Project.
Oh, man.
Than,
we are replete with them.
On this thing, that's for sure.
Yeah. Steve Z is awake right now somewhere. Give him a call.
You know, you may have been hearing us talking about these gas stoves, Alu. Do you want to weigh in on this as somebody who's constantly criticizing, and rightfully so, the federal government?
Number one, I would never criticize the government. Number two, nobody needs an assault stove with 11 burners. Stoves, for God's sake, and how many will burn themselves if you have 12 burners? Nobody needs that capacity.
Thank you, Sarah. I see you're still channeling Sarah. We should ask her tonight, by the way, when she calls in. We should ask Sarah what she thinks.
Well, she's just going to believe the study if she's heard about it at all. Yeah. She will believe it wholeheartedly because it was on the news.
Thanks, Alu. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Nope. That's all. Love you guys.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for the call. The number here is 603.
We love Alu, too.
Indeed. 603-283-6160. So, again, the proposal here that they may be banning gas stoves, it's going to be open for a public comment where you can pretend like the government is going to listen to you. And that's not really what the public comment is for. The public comment is to make it appear as though the government is listening to you. Oh, yeah, you can register your comment. It'll even appear on a website or whatever. And the idea that these politicians actually care what you think. They
don't
care.
Are these politicians? They're just bureaucrats.
Oh, those are bureaucrats. That's true. But politicians, bureaucrats, they don't care what you think. When the city council here in Keene, New Hampshire, has a public comment phase, they're just biding their time.
They're just like zoning out while you're talking.
Waiting for you guys to get done so they can go and do what it was that they wanted to do. And that's the same thing is true with the CPSC, the Consumer Products Safety Commission. Let's go to Stephen. He's in Northwest Georgia. Stephen, I happen to know from your previous calls that you are also a professional chef. You're working back in a kitchen constantly. What do you, I presume you want to weigh in on this gas stove thing.
So actually, I will if you give me more details, but I realize that it is 7 o'clock here on the East Coast, and I haven't been able to let you know. I'm praying for you. I hope your sentencing goes well.
Thanks.
It's kind of sucky, man.
Yeah, it does. It does suck.
Yeah, but
You haven't heard as a chef that they're proposing to the CPSC is proposing to ban gas stoves from being manufactured and sold in the United States.
Oh, I mean, that would affect this area because this area has a company called Roper, and Roper makes GM stoves. But I will say this, gas, electric, I don't care what it is. If you're not smart enough to, like, pay attention, you will burn yourself. Mm-hmm. We say this with guns, right? Guns don't kill people. People kill people. Well, you know what? Stoves don't burn people. Dumb people burn themselves.
That's right.
Well, this ban is more about they're trying to say that gas stoves have been shown to leak chemicals that give children asthma, so therefore people can't have gas stoves anymore.
I've worked in what's called a dungeon, and that's a technical term, with I guess the biggest dungeon I've worked in had 78 stoves.
Wow.
The dungeon.
And those were that's why they call it the dungeon. But, I mean, those were gas, and I don't have asthma. I would say the biggest, in the kitchen industry, the biggest threat to your lungs is baker's lungs, and that's dust in the air.
Yeah. I don't think they care about the people in the kitchen industry. This is all about protecting the children. And thank you, Stephen, for your call
They'll
tonight.
They'll ban bread making soon enough.
That dungeon sounded interesting. I wonder
that's
what that's
crazy.
That's
I bet
about.
You're hot in there.
The number here is 603-283-6160. You can join the show here. We got plenty of time for you. Hour number two is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.